Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone. Hey, welcome to the show, and so glad that you're joining us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yeah, we're making a difference, and the products that we use are making a difference. We have a great story for you this morning.
Yeah, we want to tell you about one of our clients. As you know, we have always been advocates of natural health. We ourselves practice natural means for any condition before we go to conventional means, especially when it comes to pharmaceuticals. Now, here's an interesting story. Our client had been diagnosed with high blood pressure and really very high cholesterol. And what we suggested was that they do kyolic aged garlic, power pH, and another product called Modicare, which you can also find out about on the kyolic.com website, and all of which are backed up by a lot of science. Now, the power pH, what it does is it reduces the acid in your body. And what does that do? That reduces inflammation in your venous system, right? And so if your veins and arteries are swollen, then it's harder for blood parts to get through. They scrape on the sides of the vein and artery walls, and guess what? More cholesterol. Mm-hmm. So that's something that can be of benefit. And then, of course, aged garlic. There are over, I think, 700 studies now saying how that can affect your venous system in positive ways. Well, she took it for a month, and when she went to her doctor...
2 months.
2 months. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. When she went to her doctor, he was shocked that she had... reduced 30 points from her score. And he said, wow, you know, that Lipitor is really working. And she said, well, I'm sorry, I haven't been taking it. So these are the kinds of results that are available with natural means, and there are no side effects.
None whatsoever. So we were extremely happy for her.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk.
So as we've said before, why would we want to rely on our limited resources when we can tap into the infinite resources of the divine? Our special guest today is Danielle Gibbons, channel and co-author with Mother Mary of Mother Mary's Pathway to Love. And they will address the concept of divine grace and why it's more important than ever in our time. And now we welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, our special guest is, of course, an old friend of ours, and that's Danielle Givens. Not that she's old, but she's been a friend of ours and the friend of Conscious Talk for many years. And Danielle has served as Mother Mary's channel since 1994. And she has, of course, assisted people all over the world to connect with Mother's love and grace. Now, Mother Mary, of course, has served humanity for thousands of years, but together They inspire individuals to awaken and expand their consciousness through best-selling courses, life-changing retreats when they're available again, and online events. And, of course, if you check our events section from time to time, you'll see online events there. They are the co-authors of Mother Mary's Pathway to Love. That's their first book together. And, of course, we've been waiting for a second one, Danielle. Welcome back.
Hello. It's wonderful to be here. And you will be happy to know that we are in the middle of the editing process for book number two.
Yay!
Oh, yeah. Well,
we're thrilled with that.
You know, it's been a while since we've talked to you also. So I thought maybe you would just give a little bit of background, how you've been serving Mother Mary, how you get involved in all of this as her channel. And then we're going to get on to the subject matter of divine grace and, you know, why we need it now more than ever.
You know, it was an interesting process for me, Rob. Channeling was not something on my to-do list. It wasn't something, you know, that was a top 10 careers that I'd like to pursue. I think, like a lot of people that end up serving as a channel, it came rather unexpectedly. And for me, I was in a very deep meditation. I did not previously have a relationship with Mother Mary. I'm not Catholic. I wasn't raised in that tradition. And she was, to me, an entity that was, of course, wonderful, but not something I had any kind of affiliation with. And I was in an incredibly deep meditation, and she came to me and presented this possibility of serving as her channel. And I had never felt unconditional love like that before. I had never felt that level or that expanded experience of divine grace. It was just extraordinary. So I, you know, me being me, I just leapt right in. I was like, yes, yes,
no choice here.
Little did I know, you know, what this entailed, because I also didn't have a lot of experience with channeling. Mm-hmm. I knew one person that channeled. And the way he did it turned out to be very, very different than the way Mother wanted me to do it. And so, it's a good thing. I think like a lot of things in life, it was good that it wasn't spelled out for me in great detail.
Yes.
For me to just discover how this was going to be along the way. And it's funny because, we're going to talk about divine grace here in a bit, and that's really what my whole experience with serving Mother has been, because I didn't realize what a good fit channeling was for me until I started channeling. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't realize what a perfect, it's career is such a limited word, but you know what I mean. A chosen work or a chosen profession. I had no idea it would be so perfect for me until I started doing it. And I would have never chosen it. I would have, never pursued it. And that is really my experience with divine grace.
Yeah, and I was going to say, that is really divine grace, the way it came to you. The fact that you did leap in and didn't know, like you said, was really good, because if you'd known, you might have said, no, thanks.
Yeah.
I'm not going down that path.
Exactly.
But that's and it's not like anything was withheld from you. It really feels like it wasn't necessary in that process at that moment. And that Mother, in her deep love and compassion for humanity, would bring it to you in the way that fit you perfectly. I mean, that makes complete sense to us.
Yeah. And I think also, look, as a collective, here we have been in this situation, which for many of us is now getting quite old, dealing with COVID. for over a year. And I think a lot of us are looking for that divine grace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that I was thinking about recently, especially on sort of around this time of a year's anniversary, you know, plus a bit, was that my grandfather actually died in the last major plague in this country, the Spanish mm-hmm. flu, which was called the Spanish flu of 1918. But it was mm-hmm. interesting. He died in the second wave, which was, you mm-hmm. know, the year after in 1919.
Oh.
And so the grace that I was looking for was that perhaps we might, you know, have learned what we needed to learn after this first year, and we wouldn't have to kind of relearn it, you mm-hmm. know, for another yeah. year in some kind of another major wave. And so you get to see how these things can apply.
It's true. And Brenda, you bring a really good point to this, is that the, you know, how it was going to play out for me wasn't withheld, mm-hmm. you know, as sort of like a sneaky, oh, if we don't tell her, then, you know, she'll do it kind of thing. But it was more, and this is what I find is so true with grace. If I don't need to, if getting the information is going to make my life worse or more difficult, I don't mm-hmm. need it right in
right.
this moment. You know, I'll need it when I need it.
Yes.
And that's a grace, you know, that divine grace shows me that I don't have to scrabble around and figure it all out and try
right.
to get all the information I need, that it will be presented to me when I need it.
Yes. And even when it was presented to you, Danielle, correct me if I'm off base here, but I believe knowing Mother Mary, again, going back to that love, that divine love and compassion mm-hmm. for humanity, that it was presented to you in a way that you didn't have to go into your head and figure everything out. It, mm-hmm. you
That's
know,
right.
it came to you in the way in which you could receive it,
yep.
and then you could play it out. And that's really grace.
Agreed. Yes, that is very true. And, you know, and I'm the only one that got in my own way.
Yeah, of course. Isn't it always?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so interesting because this is a lesson that we've had to relearn
yes.
over and over mm-hmm. again about mm-hmm. divine grace. One of the things that we used to say on the show, and we haven't said it for a while, but it's perhaps apropos now, is that, you know, why would we want to depend on our limited resources when we can plug into the infinite?
Yeah, to the divine.
And one way that is expressed, the divine is expressed in our lives, is through this unexpected grace.
Yeah, and that grace, by the way, from my perspective, is a heart-centered wisdom that is brought. It's mm-hmm. not a head how-to.
Yeah.
Right. Think this to death, analyze it, and make more complications than you ever need thing. It's really that beautiful heart-centered wisdom that's brought when, like you said, Danielle, when you stepped out of your own way.
Yes, and I think that is one of the, for me, kind of difficulties with divine grace, in that it often doesn't make sense to my mind. Like, my
yeah.
mind can't figure it out. It
right.
can't control it. It can't,
right.
You know, so there's this getting out of my own way is very much about getting out of my head.
Yes.
And like you said, settling into that heart space, that the feeling of grace.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to break this off. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Mother Mary about divine grace. Stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with the spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where everything that happens to you transforms into everything is for you.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power pH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power pH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power pH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power pH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back, everyone. And now we are joined by Mother Mary, as channeled by Danielle Givens. And if you haven't had this experience before, I highly recommend that you also go back and hear some of the wisdom that we have heard over the years by going to ConsciousTalk.net, put Danielle Givens in the search engine. You'll find her guest page and a lot of play buttons.
So, Mother, welcome to the show. As always, when you grace us with your presence, it is incredibly wonderful. And we're going to talk about grace today. In fact, divine grace. And we were speaking with Danielle about it in our previous segment. So maybe you can help us understand a little bit about really what divine grace is. And how do we introduce it and bring it into our lives, especially in the timing we're in with all the chaos and turmoil of COVID?
It is wonderful to be here with you and your glorious listeners. Mm-hmm. As always, I thank you all for making space for me to be with you. Mm-hmm. And grace is something that is gifted to humanity, all right? So if you think about all that you are capable of as human beings. And you are, as one, you are an individual, so you have all your individual gifts and abilities, and as one, you are also supported and affected by the collective. You are part of the ecosystem, so you are connected to many different levels of energy in this world. Mm-hmm. But grace goes beyond all of that. Mm. It is a gift that is all about ease, easing the way, opening the way, helping you to create flow when you cannot do it for yourself. Mm. So let me give you an example. Or maybe as I presented, one or both of you could give an example. So think about something in your life that no matter how hard you try, you can't seem to change it. You can't seem to move beyond it. No matter how much you want it, how much work you do around it, it seems to be somehow hardwired within your mind, within your being. When you have something like this in your life and you sincerely wish to change it, to let it go, this is where myself and others like me can bestow upon you the gift of grace. Mm-hmm. So even though you want it but can't do it for yourself, it's as if you are giving me permission to do it for you.
You know, Mother, if you want an example, and there's, I'm sitting here almost in tears because there's been so many beautiful, graceful moments gifted to me in my life.
Yes.
So many, it's hard to count. But I guess the most profound one for me was moving through the cancer and wanting more than anything, not just to live, but to heal and to learn from it. Because I was beginning, just at the beginning stages then, of learning that this was a lesson in my life. It was brought to me not to kill me or take my life necessarily, not to punish me the way some people do hold it, and the way I was holding it in the very, very beginning, and is something that was in, you know, that I was not going to be able to penetrate and be able to move through. I did a lot of prayer and a lot of opening up, and I was gifted this grace. I feel that I wouldn't be sitting here today without it. It's just plain and simple.
Indeed. Yes, exactly, beloved. And when I say that to receive grace, there must be a level of sincerity, what I mean by that, and your example is a very good one, beloved, because there was an earnestness within you that, yes, you wanted to heal, but you also recognized that this was an opportunity for you to change your inner life, right? Not just your outer circumstances, but your inner life.
Yes.
And when you come to a difficulty with that feeling, with that earnestness, with that openness, then we can bestow grace. But if you are looking at
to us, the divine, as Santa Claus, then it's not that we withhold grace out of punishment, but you are not letting it in, right? Mm-hmm. So when you want grace in order to feed that hungry ghost within you, it is very hard to allow that flow of grace.
Yes.
But if you genuinely want to shift something within yourself so that not only you can feel better, but that you can serve others with your healing, with your shift, then the grace flows powerfully.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. You know, one of the things that we have often talked about is that, you know, when you found yourself in one of those situations where, you know, you've done your best, you can't come up with an answer, we often talk about turning it over to the divine. And I think some people look at that as a strategy as opposed to a final, I often look at it as a, you know, a deep knowing that I'm always taken care of. You know, it, no matter how difficult things are, it gets me to strive even harder to attempt to handle things myself, but knowing that at some point I can turn it over, and no matter what happens, I'm taken care of. Mm-hmm. Does that make any sense? Am I on the wrong track? Yeah.
No, beloved, you absolutely are on the right track. And the grace is doing for you what you cannot do for yourself. Right? No matter, because everyone has these things inside of them, but no matter how much effort, addiction is a wonderful example. No matter how hard you try, you cannot stop either using a particular substance or engaging in a particular behavior, right? You can go to therapists, you can try to go to shamans and do your inner work, all these things, but there's something inside of you that can't stop doing it. This is where you need grace. You need to be open to grace, to recognize that there will always be things in your life, maybe not a lot, but there will always be things that on your own you cannot resolve without the divine.
This is why I said to Danielle in the first segment that I believe in my heart and know in my heart, this is not a head thing. This is really a heart-centered feeling, frequency that you're in your heart. And when you said about me moving through the cancer and I was open and earnest, I was so hungry for the divine in my life that I didn't even know it until this experience came to me. I'm still hungry for more of the divine every day, but I feel that's why I was graced the way I was and moved through it the way I did. And the gifts that have come out of it have been simply enormous. And it seems to be the gift that continues to keep giving. And I'm going to just, before you answer that, Mother, we're going to jump off to a very quick break. And then I'd like you to address that when we come back. We're here with Mother Mary. She is being channeled through Danielle Gibbons. The website is belovedpublications.com. You're listening to Conscious Talk, and we'll be back right after these messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
What does healing mean to you? Are you physically in pain, emotionally distraught, spiritually adrift, mentally confused, frightened, driven by thoughts of the past or future? After years of healing work on ourselves and others, Rob and I have developed energetic and vibrational methods to help you heal your body and transform your consciousness to support a new level of well-being and health. All these energetic bodies, when in balance, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, contribute to your overall health and well-being. This timing calls for us to wake up and become who we really are, leaving behind the illusion that getting sick and old is normal. Let us help you reach a new level of health and well-being, a level of consciousness that is filled with new possibilities. If you're ready to move forward and heal the whole of you, give us a call at 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909.
This is Conscious Talk, where zero point is the point of it all.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section. Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacin, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 clear device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacin medical device.
Alternative Talk, 1150 on AM, 98.9 HD3 on HD, 1150kknw.com on the web.
And welcome back, folks. And thank you for tuning in with us here today. And we're really talking about tuning in. And there's no more beautiful message that we could receive than from Mother Mary about tuning in and being inward and really hooking up with the divinity within ourselves. And today we're talking about divine grace. And Mother, I mentioned that you had said that I was earnestly seeking with the cancer. It was a good example of allowing grace in. And I said I was hungry for it. That's the word that I use, because there's a hunger there for more of that. And it's still with me. And there's enormous gifts that have come out of that experience for me. And it seems to be the gift that keeps on giving.
Indeed. And that hunger, you could, another word might be yearning.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the language of your soul. So the soul gives you that feeling, that experience of yearning or hunger to direct your thinking, your consciousness, right? And when you feel out grace, grace is really the alchemy of heart and soul working in unity, in harmony. So when there is that yearning, right, then grace comes to answer that yearning, to clear the way for that yearning to be fulfilled, for that hunger to be sated, right, to bring you the nutrition that you, your heart and soul, body and mind need in order to fulfill that yearning.
You know, Mother, what it makes me think of is that, you know, I'm tuning into our listeners and they're thinking, well, is this something that I can hook into only if I am desperate? You know, is that, that's not what you're talking about, is it?
No, beloved. But I will be honest, most people don't learn about grace until they are desperate. And that's okay, because pain or crisis can be that which sparks or gets you in touch with your soul's yearning, the voice of your soul. So once you have experienced grace, you can open yourself to it as much as you're able. And I want to just be clear, we can talk about the details of that maybe in the next portion, but I want to be clear first about, when I say divine grace, I don't just mean that you have to be with someone like me or Buddha or Yeshua. Divine grace can feel like nature to you. It can be love and truth. It can be faith in life overall, your own heart. Does that make sense? An entity.
Yes, it does. Makes sense. It's that when the answer comes from something larger or beyond yourself.
Correct.
There is that knowing, because we seem to be able to, you know, like a radio, tune right into it and know that it's different than our day-to-day experience.
And we feel, Mother, living here, and we feel we were gifted, again, divine grace that moved us here and, you know, put us in the middle of this beautiful, beautiful country and community and the horses and everything we love. to us, that was divine grace, and we were open to that, and we didn't have to pray to any specific thing about it. We've received that grace before, so I guess we kind of had a knowing of how to be open to that and receive those gifts. And I think, and maybe I'm incorrect about this, or I feel more than think, I feel like it's really tied, Mother, to how much we can love and appreciate ourselves and life. And maybe you can answer that when we come back and tell us about some of those precepts around divine grace. You're listening to Conscious Talk. We're here with Mother Mary, and we'll be back after these messages. If you're like us, you really appreciate companies that are sustainable, caring, and conscious. This describes Aloha Bay, a company not only guaranteed by the World Fair Trade Organization, but also donates a portion of their sales to Doctors Without Borders and other great causes. Some of the amazing products made by Aloha Bay include Himalayan salt table and bath products, chakra candles, Himalayan salt lamps, feng shui votives, and much more. A majority of the jar candles are hand-poured into recycled glass, scented with 100% pure essential oils, many certified organic. Aloha Bay is an employee-owned company whose products are not only affordable, but beautiful and deliciously scented. To learn more and order their amazing products, visit AlohaBay.com. That's AlohaBay.com.
If you're on a journey from head to heart, then you're listening to Conscious Talk.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and this is a very special time for us. We do from time to time with Danielle Gibbons and Mother Mary, where we get that wisdom from the divine that, you know, we find so valuable in our lives, and we hope you find it in yours. So, Mother, we were talking about our impression of how divine grace has come into our lives. And you'd said that you would give us some details about how divine grace works.
And I mentioned self-love. I mentioned appreciation and gratitude for ourselves, for everyone, for our life. And I feel like that's part of it. Or am I on a misled track?
Oh, no, beloved. That is all part of it. But let's go underneath all of that. Right?
Okay.
And there are two things that are necessary to receive divine grace. And the first is you need to be open to it. Right? You want to cultivate the belief in divine grace. And again, be careful that you don't drift into this God as Santa Claus or the divine as Santa Claus. It's not so much that we are going to fulfill your wish list, but divine grace opens the way so that you can feel all the love and the light, the divinity that lives within you and around you. Right? And the second thing is humility. Now, that is not something that a lot of people talk about because they confuse it with low self-worth or humiliation or defeat. But humility is really just the acceptance of yourself as you are in this moment, in every moment. So it is your shadow, your light, your strengths, your weaknesses, your difficulties. When you have that acceptance of self, you are in a state of being humble. And when you are open to divine grace and you are humble, then basically you are opening the channel, right? You are saying, I need divine grace and I'm willing to receive it. And once I receive it, I'm willing to share it with others.
One way that I think the doorway has been open for myself, I can say that, is that we've often talked about this idea of everything is for you, even the most difficult times in your life. If you are able to be with that thought or that situation, then that's a roadway to grace.
Indeed, indeed. And when you keep that belief close to your heart, that life is for you, then it makes it easier for you to be in the energy or vibration of receivership, right? And that's the fun thing about divine grace, is that when you receive it, there is a natural, organic desire to share it with others.
Yes, yes.
Not to give it away so you don't have any anymore, but to share it. There is an intuitive knowing that when you share the grace that has been given to you, that increases the grace exponentially inside of you.
I really feel, Mother, that being in service, however that plays out in a person's life, whether it's through friendship or partnership or healing work or whatever work you're involved in, but in that level of service to the divine, which means we're in service to humanity, to life, to animals, to Mother Earth, that part of that to me is divine grace. I really feel that just being able to be in service is such an honor. And to me, that is divine grace moving through and helps me to give it away to others. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, beloved, indeed. So I will give you an ancient technique that is used throughout the ages and used by many. You mentioned it before, and that is prayer. Because when you, let's say you find yourself in a very painful situation. Maybe you are filled with anger. You can't quite find your openness or your humility. You are frustrated. You are feeling self-pity. Whatever's going on, it's a lot of shadow. Pause, breathe, and pray. And prayer with the divine is not just, again, you're not talking necessarily to a particular entity. I am always available to all who wish to have that kind of relationship with the divine, but you can pray to nature. You can pray to love. You can pray to truth and beauty, right? You can sit with that and say something so simple that, love, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm frightened. I'm angry. Please, please show me the way. Help me to be open and stay humble so that I might co-create a solution with you, love, so that I don't have to do it myself.
That is so, I was just going to say, that is so beautiful, so simple, and yet so powerful. Because so many times, Mother, and I know with this whole COVID things, people feel alone. They feel disconnected and alone, and this can really help them.
Yeah, and I think that part where, you know, when you say, show me, you know, that begs your participation in a humble way.
Exactly, exactly. Just like with your cancer, beloved, that you, there were a lot of actions that you were required to take in the course of your healing. And the grace gave you the strength and the power to take those actions.
Yes, and the grace is what brought those actions to me, because I didn't know what I was doing exactly. That was all new territory to me, but I was willing to do it. When it showed up, I was willing to do it because I felt deeply that I was being guided.
Yes, because you were humble enough to realize you on your own did not have the solution, did not know the answers, was uncertain of the way forward. So opening to grace says, on my own, I don't know. But with you, whether that is with you, Yeshua, with you, Mother Mary, with you, love, I believe I can find my way.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that is.
Well, thank you, Mother, as always, gracing us with your wisdom and your love and your humility. I know it touches our listeners as deeply as it touches us, and we are truly, truly graced when you bring your presence onto our show. And I know you already know that, but I want our listeners to really drink that in, folks. Drink it in, because it's here for you, and it's only going to uplift your life. So thank you so very much, Mother. And folks, as always, we thank you for tuning in, for being a part of our Conscious Talk family. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk. What does healing mean to you? Are you physically in pain, emotionally distraught, spiritually adrift, mentally confused, frightened, driven by thoughts of the past or future? After years of healing work on ourselves and others, Rob and I have developed energetic and vibrational methods to help you heal your body and transform your consciousness to support a new level of well-being and health. All these energetic bodies, when in balance, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, contribute to your overall health and well-being. This timing calls for us to wake up and become who we really are, leaving behind the illusion that getting sick and old is normal. Let us help you reach a new level of health and well-being, a level of consciousness that is filled with new possibilities. If you're ready to move forward and heal the whole of you, give us a call at 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909.
More than a conversation. Conscious Talk Radio.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jaro Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8255. 888-8855.